St. Louis Science Center and Planetarium, 5050 Oakland Avenue, St. Louis, Missouri, 63110. 314-289-4400. http://www.slsc.org. Accessibility rating. Overall, 4 out of 5 stars. Transportation accessibility. 3 out of 5 stars. Docent guides upon request. 4 out of 5 stars. Adequate staff and supervision. 4 out of 5 stars. Tactile and auditory components. 4 out of 5 stars. Under development. Last evaluated on June 29th, 2021 by Se-Yoon Choi, BCE Arts and Entertainment Program Associate. As with the City Museum and the Magic House, the St. Louis Science Center and Planetarium are full of hands-on activities, and although the facility is mostly geared towards young kids, older teens and adults will equally find interest in many of the featured attractions. From the Earth's geological layers to the distant stars and planets, this dual museum explores the various realms of science and astronomy in a wide array of interactive and immersive activities. Many of these activities are already accessible for visitors who are blind or visually impaired, and developments continue to present new interactive features that will enhance a visually impaired individual's overall experience at the Science Center and Planetarium. Yet, this popular tourist attraction remains one at which a sighted companion will serve significant assistance to the visually impaired visitor. Numerous bus routes stop relatively close to the Science Center, with the closest being the number 59 Oakland, which stops right at the facility. But given the frequencies of this bus, be sure to check the number 95 Kings Highway, number 90 Hampton, and number 31 Shoto prior to your departure. As usual, rideshare apps, local cabs, Metro Colorado service, and other sighted drivers will be able to easily drop off passengers within easy walking distance of the main entrance on Oakland. Admission to the Science Center is free, but visitors wishing to explore special touring exhibits, attend a film at the Omni Max Theater, or visit the planetarium should anticipate additional costs for admission into these areas. Upon first entering, the visitor will instantly encounter an overwhelming bustle of auditory activities in the main lobby. This is completely normal. You have just entered a spacious lobby with several entrances, two featured galleries, multiple ticket booths, a handful of young children full of energy, and an elaborate elevated ball track. Fortunately, greeters are typically stationed directly inside the front entrance, and they are more than happy to point visitors to the right direction. In addition, the help desk is located directly inside the main entrance, which serves as a convenient location at which to inquire about special exhibits and amenities or to request a group or tour guide. Given the lack of indoor wayfinding solutions in this extremely spacious facility, the use of a human guide assistance is highly recommended for all blind or visually impaired visitors. Although most hallways are easy to navigate, the passages are very wide, with rarely a single obvious path through the museum or its galleries. They are often crowded, and a blind or visually impaired visitor could very easily feel overwhelmed at the number of possible activities and exhibitions. Basic amenities such as braille signages at the restrooms are difficult to locate or not present at all. Therefore, visually impaired individuals and groups may call in advance to arrange for SLSC staff members to serve as human guides throughout the facility's many exhibits, shows, and attractions. Overall, visitors will find the site staff extremely friendly and helpful in making your visit as enjoyable as possible. As the facility strives to constantly improve its accessibility to all visitors, individual feedback is always appreciative, and the staff works hard to make each visit to the Science Center a truly unique experience. The Science Center has numerous exhibits which range in topics from dinosaurs to the Earth's layers to the human body, and many of these exhibitions contain tactile and auditory components that greatly enhance a blind or visually impaired guest experience. This is achieved by allowing visitors to explore certain exhibits in a way that require the use of multiple senses. For example, in the dinosaur exhibit, visitors will find tactile components such as a life-size cast of a brontosaurus's toenail a rubber imitation of a Tyrannosaurus Rex's scales, and small dinosaur toys. The large robotic T-Rex, a signature trademark of the St. Louis Science Center, moves and roars throughout the day. The exhibition on the planet Earth also has an earthquake simulator and a machine-made cyclone that can be felt. These are features that are fun for kids to experience, and the inclusion of such tactile and auditory components greatly helps blind and visually impaired individuals to comprehend, explore, and appreciate the many displays and attractions more fully. The Discovery Room and the Life Sciences Lab, among other galleries, contain even more hands-on experiments and puzzles that, with some sighted guidance for instruction, are fun for blind and low-vision youth to explore. These interactive galleries deal with topics ranging from architecture to the human body to microscopic organisms. Whether it's creating a foam model of the Gateway Arch, examining the human skeleton, or being tested for fingerprints, blind and visually impaired individuals will thoroughly enjoy exploring these galleries. Most blind visitors will still need additional assistance in reading the instructions and fun facts on the signs or large touch screens at each station, but most of the activities are extremely blind-friendly. Visitors will encounter similar issues with the Human Body Exhibition, the Planet Earth Exhibition, and the Cyberville Gallery. As in the Discovery Room, most of these issues involve brightly colored pictures on the wall or information displayed on computer monitors. While some low-vision guests may be able to make out some of the main features and basic information, guests with less usable vision or who are totally blind visitors will need sighted assistance to provide physical descriptions of the displays and to walk through the steps of the activity. Numerous enhancements have already been implemented over the past several years in both the Discovery Room and the Life Sciences Lab to further enhance their universal accessibility. The Discovery Room's tactile fossil display is now equipped with new Braille labels to identify each skeleton cast, and tinted windows may now cut down on excessive amounts of both glare and heat, making the gallery more comfortable for everyone. Low-vision guests will also notice and appreciate new yellow tape on the Science Center's main stairwell as a means of clearly identifying the edge of each step, greatly improving contrast. In addition, most galleries are now equipped with iPads, allowing visually impaired visitors easier access to additional information and activities in the Science Center. Low-vision guests will be able to use these iPads to gain a closer look at the text with the use of zoom and invert colors options to meet their needs, and with the use of voice-over screen reader to browse the presented information, placing vast amounts of information at the visitor's fingertips. Additional proposals for accessibility enhancements to the Science Center galleries have been drafted and will be implemented over the coming years as resources and funding become available. The Science Center hosts a variety of special traveling exhibitions throughout the year, apart from 2020 during the midst of the pandemic. These have included exhibits on the Titanic, Marvel Comics, Candy, The Circus, Pirates, and a dinosaur named Sue. Generally, these exhibits feature plenty of tech and multimedia such as audio tours, tactile components, and other hands-on activities that help make the exhibit very accessible to all visitors. These special exhibits require an additional admission fee, but it's well worth it for enjoyment and enrichment that can be obtained by blind youth and adults. A unique trademark of the St. Louis Science Center is the OmniMax Theater, an IMAX movie screen in the shape of a dome for an incredibly immersive experience. Featured films are typically documentary-styled films that will explore a wide variety of topics, including global landscapes, outer space, flight, sea creatures, and even roller coasters. Low-vision individuals should have little trouble making out the captivating and breathtaking visuals and scenery, but visitors with less functional vision are at a somewhat of a disadvantage. I inquired about the audio description services at this cinema and have been informed that such accessibility upgrade is in their pipeline. Yet the breathtaking narrations throughout the film and incredible sound system create extremely immersive atmosphere for blind and sighted viewers alike. A covered walkway over the highway connects the St. Louis Science Center with the adjacent James S. McDonald Planetarium. Currently, the planetarium is not nearly as accessible as the rest of the facility's attractions. However, major enhancements are being developed and implemented that are gradually improving the planetarium's universal accessibility. To coincide with the planetarium's 50th anniversary in 2013, the staff unveiled a brand new version of the facility's signature star show, The Little Star That Could. Through a combination of synchronized iPads, tactile models, and Braille star charts, blind and visually impaired visitors can now explore the night sky and its countless celestial bodies in new dimensions. Visitors first encounter a tactile model of the auditorium to help explain the structure of the theater, the appearance of the night sky, and the concept of constellations prior to entering the facility. Once inside, activities involve temperature and texture teach visitors about the lifespan and key characteristics of different types of stars. During the actual star show, totally blind visitors can follow along with their own tactile star chart booklet, while low vision visitors can obtain a closer look at the projected images through synchronized iPads. These new approaches to exploring astronomy bring the heavens down to a level newly accessible for both blind and sighted visitors alike. Due to the overwhelming success of the newly refurbished Little Star That Could program, the staff at the James S. McDonald Planetarium is hard at work drafting new proposals for implementing the same methods of astronomical accessibility throughout the entire planetarium. I am hopeful that these updates will allow blind visitors to soon reach for the stars and push beyond the stereotype that planetarium is strictly visual. I look forward to working with this talented team of individuals to assist in ways this experience could constantly evolve. The Science Center's website may not appear to be fully accessible by looking at the main page. However, clearly labeled headings assist in breaking down the major sections of the page and its subpages, with links lacking detailed descriptions. Images on the site also lack alternative image descriptions now. Overall, the website is mostly accessible to screen reading and magnification softwares on desktop and mobile web browsers.